Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I received a phone call yesterday, and it was from our affiliates guy in Florida. And he had told me, Bradley, we have an affiliate out of Newport Richey, and he said it's AMFM247.com. And he said, but Bradley, did you know that along with just being on that outlet, they also network us with other networks? So we're on 10 more radio stations that I had no idea that we were on. So we are now at 153 affiliates across the United States of America. Good job, Joe. Just wanted to let you know, broadcasting into 53 countries. And those new 10 are in Tampa Bay, Florida, 92.1 FM. The next one's in Las Vegas, Nevada, 99.5 FM. Another one in Macon, Georgia, that is 97.9 FM. Then we have Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 102.1 FM, Boulder, Colorado, 9.63 FM, Boulder, Colorado, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 90.3 FM, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 94.7 FM, Long Beach, California. We have several in California. That's 101.5 FM. And then we have the Villages in Florida, 97.7 FM, and Jacksonville, Florida, 90.3 FM, and finally 96.7 FM in Washington, D.C. So we just want to welcome you. We want to say thank you for your trust. We are making reference to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. It was the 7th President of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson, that rightly said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. So that's where we get the resolve that everybody claims that they want, and if they really truly do want resolve, then that's the only place that we can go. And we need to understand, especially if you're a new-time listener here, is the fact that we are also the strength of that Constitution, said Thomas Edison. If we fail to be the strength of the Constitution, you're going to sit back and watch the clowns in the circus of politics entertain us like Mike Pence was just a couple of minutes ago. And, you know, just to kind of take that a little bit further, isn't it interesting how that's all we hear from the said conservatives of the day is how bad what they call the left is, and yet it shows you how weak the right is because they're not dealing with the left. And we say here quite often on the sonsoflibertyradio.com, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And that's exactly right. Without saying much more, friends, I want to point you over to our outlet, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, we're getting booked up so quick right now. We just got invited to California this morning. We got a couple dates out there. We're already being invited out to Tennessee, Michigan. We've already got a couple dates there. We got one in Michigan. On the 4th of this up and coming month, we will be in Wilmer, Minnesota. At the end of the month, we will be in Rochester, Minnesota. Minnesota as well. So if you are en route to one of those places that we may be going to that we already have fixed in stone, you can go ahead and give it a shake. But now is the time to book us. Now is the time to shake, rattle, and roll. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to go over to jump on to beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page over there as well. The front page on beforeitsnews.com, and you can go ahead and click onto that and join us on social media platforms. You can also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have a store, friends, that I'm scanning through right now just to show you that we have t-shirts that strike up conversations, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, with scriptural references. We have another one, necessity is the plea for every infringer on human freedom. It's the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Go ahead and check out that store as well. And when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, also understand that when you go over there, there's not just 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. No. There's also social media platforms. There's radio networks as well. When you go to the right side of the page, you will see us, the morning show with Tim Brown and the afternoon show with me. You'll also scroll down just a little bit and you'll see that we have radio networks. You can go over to Genesis Communication Networks directly, and you can go ahead and put up an app, and you can listen to us 24/7 if you so choose to do so. Okay? So just so I can kind of kill all the emails and the texts with people questioning, where do I go? There you have it again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, also on beforeitsnews.com as well on the front page. Join us on social media platforms. And again, friends, if you want to call in at any time, that number 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So this is what we're going to do. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to cover this, vaccine passports. I'm going to bring you over to Ben Swan towards the end of the show. And I want to let everybody know, first and foremost, that vaccine passports, I just can't find that in the U.S. Constitution. Friends, they are creating policy out of thin air. This isn't overreaching. This is tyranny from beginning to end. And we need to understand what's going on here, because they can't just create out of thin air what it is that they want to create out of thin air, at least not with this generation. They may have gotten away with it over the last past decades, but I can tell you right now there's a new generation on the scene that's willing to stand up and fight these tyrants for exactly who they are. So we're going to be talking about vaccine passports, and again, we cannot find that in the U.S. Constitution. Wanted to bring you over to our friends at Health Impact News. Also letting you know, friends, we're beginning to see more of this. We're beginning to see preachers across the United States of America, regardless of denomination. We all follow the Christ here. Put that up against Ephesians 4 when you get a moment. But we have a Wisconsin priest defying authority, and he warns his flock of the dangers of the COVID vaccination, injections, inoculations, whatever you want to call them. And I'm just really pleased to see that more and more are beginning to gather in defiance towards tyranny, not just across the globe, but as well here in the United States of America. This is actually transpiring right now in that of Wisconsin. And I love it when we see the church standing up and doing their job. So what we're going to do, friends, we're going to come right back after this break. We're going to pull up one of my friends who works for an airlines, and I want her to share with you as to what's taking place on her airlines, and then her conversation with a very ignorant attorney. Yes, I said that, and I'll back it up with constitutional law just to prove the point. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So, without further ado, I wanted to bring in this personal conversation. I'm not going to give too many details, but I did want to talk to my friend Kathy. I wanted her to share with our listeners in 153 cities as to what's taking place. Now, I'm safe to say this, right, Kathy, that you work for an airline. We won't say the name of the airline, but you sent me some pictures this morning concerning, well, what they're requiring you to wear in a little button. I got my vaccination, and I got to be honest with you, even got a napkin there and then another pin. It looks quite German to me, Kathy. I mean, what say you concerning the pictures that you sent over to me this morning?
Yeah, I was surprised. Another friend sent that to me that is flying. I've taken a year off just because of all the weird new regulations. It makes me uncomfortable, but it seems like it's getting more and more political. You can't be neutral at work.
Yeah, and not just that, but they're definitely trying to force compliance on you guys every step of the way. Even when you say no, they just keep pushing the envelope. And obviously, you know that that's illegal. That's unlawful conduct in America. And with that said, we were talking to someone about a week ago, and she made reference to an attorney that you made contact with. And when you made contact with that attorney, I'm just curious to know how the conversation transpired, and how did it roll out when you began to tell him your situation, and was he able to help you? And then we'll give him the punchline in just a moment, Kathy, but let's not get ahead of the conversation quite yet.
Right. I had contacted him just with the concerns because some of the training I had done made it sound like they were setting us up to agree to take the vaccination. And so I just wanted to know what my rights were in advance, and I contacted him after I had gotten the information from you to ask him about that, if that's a case he could take on, if he thought it would be something he could represent, and just ask him some questions concerning that.
And so he came back and said that he could help you in taking it back to your workplace and basically putting the hammer down on what they're trying to implement by force through compliance. And he did tell you that he was able to help you, was he not, Kathy, or did he not?
He felt like he could. There was certain flight attendants are designated for specific, like, sports flights. And those flight attendants have gotten an email saying that if they do not get it, the teams will not let them fly them any longer. So those flight attendants, I think he wanted to address first because that concern was more like firsthand. It was going to happen by like June 1st. They needed to get it done by. So I think that was the group that has already been told if you do not get it, then you cannot continue on those type of flights.
Look at the manipulation here. Obviously, the teams are going to probably take it because they're making hundreds of millions of dollars. They've already sold out to the highest bidder, no question about it. If, in fact, they did get their vaccination, and then coming back to you guys and saying, well, you can't work here, and you can't fly these teams across the country unless you yourself have been vaccinated, I would go so far as to say, if you pulled the curtain back, I bet you 8 times out of 10, you're going to find out that the airlines are actually lying to you just to manipulate you and to force you in to getting the vaccination. But with that aside, I'm curious to know. So when you went back to the attorney, he said he could help you. And then you had pushed it a little bit further concerning mask mandates. And can you go ahead and share with us as to how that looked, how that sounded?
I think I said not only is the vax a concern to me, but the masks, I have a hard time wearing, and any time I wear it at length, like I think I've worn it at length twice, and I got a headache and very sick, and he said, yeah, I know, I hate the mask too. I found one that athletes wear for training. It's not so bad. I go, why do you even wear the mask? And he's like, well, because I have to have my business, and it's a mandate. I'm like, but a mandate's not a law. And it doesn't hold the same weight. And he said, I don't know where you get your information from. Then it starts you questioning. I'm like, well, he's the attorney. Maybe I'm wrong.
He's trying to tell you that he can help you take it to your workplace, that they cannot lawfully mandate that you take a vaccination in other things which are coming down from this pandemic, but only to find out that this attorney is going along with the pandemic as well, as what you're telling us.
It seems to a certain extent. I don't understand where, it gets blurry, I guess. But, yeah, that was surprising to me.
I don't see where it's blurry, Kathy, and that's what I'm going to explain to everybody. Is there anything that you ought to add to this conversation before I take over here? Because I'm going to show people, again, just as a refresher course, as to how the fact that there is no constitutional mandate, there is no delegated authority for anybody to implement. As a matter of fact, we have just the exact opposite. We have judges, we have Supreme Court judges, we have federal judges, we have the Supreme Court standing up and saying what these governors are doing is completely unconstitutional every step of the way. So is there anything else that you want to add to this conversation that I may not know yet, Kathy?
Well, I think one big thing was I think a lot of people are going to end up being pressured to do this because it's put on someone else. So, like, the airline's not going to say we're going to force this, but guess what? Another country might. So they don't put it on themselves. They're going to put it on someone else. And I think that's how some of them are getting away with the manipulation.
Exactly. Yep, they're just playing off each other. This is what politicians do, and it's what they've been doing for a long time. Kathy, thank you for jumping on with such short notice today. I really appreciate it. Totally. Okay, so the attorney says that I don't know where you're getting your information from, but they're mask mandates. I would like, without going into detail first and foremost, I would like for somebody to call me up. If you're an attorney, if you're a judge, if you're a said representative, I would like for you to call me up right now. I'm in 153 cities. I'm broadcasting into 53 countries. I want you to show me, namely in the 153 cities, if anybody, and I want you to listen to this, listeners, if anybody can call me up and show me in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights as to where the government has the authority to go ahead and implement at will concerning this pandemic forced mask mandates. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, some of these shows, if I say less, it's better. And this is one of those shows. 1-866-582-9933. Friends, do you realize the burden of proof is on them to say that there is a law? You know what they cannot produce? Attorneys or politicians or these corrupt governors or the corrupt federal governments, or going down the line again from the WHO to the CDC to Anthony Fauci. Do you know that there is no law that they can make reference to? So how is it that people are scared into doing what the law tells them that they cannot do? You have it completely backwards. 1-866-582-9933. Patrick Henry said this, I'm waiting for that phone call. I want somebody to show me where the law is. I want you to make reference to the law that tells us that we have to wear a mask. I want someone to show me. If you want to take it a step further, we can go there too. I would like for someone to show me where the governors have delegated authority or constitutional authority to shut down a business. 1-866-582-9933. 153 cities listening right now, and I don't have one phone call. And I bet you a good portion of you people listening right now have a mask on your face. Or you'll wear it when you go into a store because, after all, you don't want to stir up any trouble. Let me ask you a question if you're one of those people. Who's causing the trouble? Who's acting in an unlawful fashion? Those that are telling you that you have to wear a mask. Those that are telling you that you have to shut down your business. Nowhere in the U.S. Constitution. Patrick Henry said, I'm still waiting for that phone call. Patrick Henry, one of the Sons of Liberty, said, the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government. See how backwards you have it, Americans? Isaiah 59. Judgment is turned backwards because Americans don't understand their founding documents. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it should come in to dominate our lives. What's happening? Who's dominating your lives, friends, through totalitarian methods? Government is. Through what? Law? No, not law. By force. By force. You all know, friends, and again, I'm still waiting for that phone call. I want someone to make reference to the law that tells us that they can do what they're doing today, and it's all lawful. 1-866-582-9933. Oh, your silence speaks volumes, let me tell you. Okay? I'm going to come back, and I'm going to highlight this some more. I'm waiting for somebody to call in and make reference to the law that says the governors and the federal government, the medical institutions, the vaccine companies, the CDC, the WHO, has a lawful right to do what they're doing to Americans or even on a global basis today. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is pitching the Biden administration's sweeping infrastructure plan. During a roundtable discussion in Cincinnati, Harris saying the American Jobs Plan will help working families and calling it an investment in job creation that will boost public transit systems. A Chandler, Arizona police officer is dead and another is injured following a police chase last night. Christopher Farrar reportedly died after being hit by the driver of a stolen car. The other officer is in critical condition. Pinell County Sheriff Mark Lamb saying officers are taking the death of Farrar hard.
This is a hard time for all of us in law enforcement. We support all the men and women who put this badge on every day. I think this is just yet another example of how dangerous it can be when you do not comply with law enforcement.
USA Radio News. President Biden believes schools should be open for 5 day a week in-person learning in the fall, despite the fact that children likely will not be vaccinated by then. Biden telling NBC's Today Show,
based on the science and the CDC, they should probably all be open. There's not overwhelming evidence that there's much of a transmission among these young people.
Teachers' unions, mainly those in major coastal cities, have resisted reopening schools for much of the 2020-2021 school year, refusing to return teachers to classrooms until a variety of demands, some of which are not directly related to COVID, have been met. The Cobb County Courthouse in Atlanta is being evacuated after employees were exposed to a suspicious white powder. The Cobb County Sheriff's Office saying one person was taken to the hospital as a precaution after the Superior Court's clerk office received an envelope containing the unknown substance. A hazmat unit is on the scene. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Okay, so here we are, just taking it easy today. And I'm asking the question, where are these corporations? Where are these mayors? Where are these governors? Where's the federal government deriving their authority to force compliance, to tell you to shut down your business or to wear a mask or to take a vaccination? 1-866-582-9933. I just had one of my friends say, you know, I don't know that anybody's going to call in and be that crazy. Wait a second. These are the same people telling everybody else that they have to wear masks. These are the same people that are going around telling all their friends, listen, if I'm wearing a mask, then you better follow me because the governor said so. The governor said so what? Hey, folks, you don't take it for what the governor says or what the mayor says or what the president says. He has to back it up with law. And he can't prove that. Not a one of them can prove that. Matter of fact, even going over to Canada right now, we have James Coates over there. You know what he wanted to do? He wanted to, in court, because the SWAT teams and 200 police officers surrounded his building and shut him down. He wanted to bring up the facts concerning COVID-19 in the court case. And guess what the courts in Alberta, Canada said? They don't have to do that. Why? Because they can't prove it. Do you not understand what's going on here, friends? See, this is why it's so important for everybody to understand the law. Okay? Because if there is no law, there is no transgression. By the way, that is Romans 4:19, I believe. As a matter of fact, I had a friend yesterday tell me, Bradley, hanging on every word here, you said Romans 3. If I said that, do forgive me. And by the way, thank you for taking the time in correcting me. Okay? If there is no law, There is no transgression. No law, no transgression. Okay? Again, just sticking to the facts here. And I'm Romans 4:15, forgive me, 4:15. Okay? I'm just cross-checking what he told me, and I appreciate it again. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Folks, if you walk around and walk into a store without a mask on, that's all you have to do if someone comes over to you and says you need to put a mask on. Oh, and we've done it several times, by the way. You got to put a mask on. No, I don't. Oh, yeah, the governor said, but can you show me the law? No, they can't show you the law. So is the governor now a law unto himself? Is the president of the United States, is he a law unto himself? Is Anthony Fauci, is he a law unto himself? Is the CDC a law unto themselves? Is Bill Gates a law unto themselves? Absolutely not. That's the definition of tyranny, if you can't back it up. I just highlighted, and by the way, no call. For all you people that want to tell us we better put a mask on because the governor said, I'm simply asking you to make reference to the law that shows him that he has had the authority to shut us down in such a fashion that he has. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. Had two phone calls come up and they just dropped like that. Okay? The Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government. Said Patrick Henry, lest it come to dominate our lives. What's this about? It's coming to dominate our lives. I just seen a live feed yesterday from one of my friends in Michigan. Do you know that Gretchen Whitmer, who's been told not once, but dethroned not once, but dethroned twice by the Supreme Court in the state of Michigan, where the Supreme Court came out and told the people in her particular state that she has no authority to implement the things that she's implementing? Shutting down businesses, telling people they better put masks on. Nope, they said that she's overreaching. This is what the law says. Okay, put that up against Judges 2:14 when you get a moment. What are the people doing there? Well, they let her do what she wanted to do. They're still wearing masks. They're still pretending with her, right? So she's all the well encouraged. Now, guess what I seen yesterday on that live stream? I seen where Gretchen Whitmer, the one that told businesses, if your customers don't comply with my unlawful orders, that's what they are. She said, don't let them buy or sell. Put that up against Revelation 13:17 when you get a moment. Okay? This Jezebel, she is a devil. She's got a black soul. And I'm not saying that to exaggerate her transgressions, friends. She's a devil. She acts just like her father, okay? The apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, right? Well, John 10:10 says that they come to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, what has she done? Just that. And she has no lawful authority doing so. Well, Gretchen Whitmer, she's been encouraged so much now that she said to the state, she's zeroing in on the children now, telling them to wear masks when the Supreme Court already told them twice in the state of Michigan that she has no authority telling anybody to put a mask on or shutting down anybody's business. Okay? But since the people went along with it, she's been encouraged, adding strength to tyranny, now to go after the children. Well, she was encouraged to do that. She's seen the people comply, so guess what she's doing now? She's now saying to the people in Michigan that until 70%, this is the pill in the jam, until 70% of the people in the state of Michigan get their vaccinations, the mask mandate will not be pulled. Doesn't it tell you? And doesn't it show you as to who the people are listening to in Michigan? Hey, folks, I've been there several times. I've been on the stairs preaching against this Jezebel. Okay? I preached against the cops that were adding strength to her tyranny that were right in front of me. I didn't hear anybody else doing what they should have done. You know, but again, here's the police officers saying, well, we're just doing our job. No, you're not. You're bearing false witness is what you're doing. And how many of you people wearing badges in Michigan don't even believe the plandemic? You know it for what it is. It's a plandemic. It's another fraud that's now attacking our present-day generation. Just imagine if you don't stand up and really do your job and stand up against the likes of a Gretchen Whitmer, police officers in Michigan. Can you imagine what your kids are going to have to deal with? Because you better know that if you don't stop it now, just imagine what's going to be when it comes to your children. And you can rest assured it's going to come back to you. Galatians 6:7. Read it when you get a moment. I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment. I'm going to take my friend Dan from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. This is Dan. Hey, you stole my thunder. I was just going to say, you know, how are these people going to explain to their kids that they gave up all their liberties and freedoms over a virus that has a 99.7% survival rate.
Yeah, yeah.
And you hit on something else that I think is really important. Their strength comes through people's compliance. I have so many people who claim to be Christians and patriots, and they're like, well, you know, we want to travel, so we went ahead and got the vaccine. Mm. And I asked them, I said, you know, it was that easy? You haven't even seen any force, and you've already taken it. And boy, they didn't like my answer, and it's a Bradley Dean answer. I said, so obviously the mark of the beast won't be much of a challenge to get you to accept it, because if you're inconvenienced, you're going to easily give it up.
Yep. You're listening to Tenpenny, Dr. Tenpenny. You're listening to doctors all across the boards that have been so courageous to stand up and tell us the truth, Proverbs 28, verse 1. And they're predicting that, listen, if people are already wearing the masks, they'll already take the vaccination, and what they need to be aware of is what's in the vaccination. And you see these people that are just going along to get along because they think it's just not that bad. That's the deception that it talks about in 2 Thessalonians 2. And it's because they receive not the love of the truth. They love their lives so much, they're willing to lose their soul in the process. And it's interesting, Dan, because Jesus said just the exact opposite. He said, take up your cross and follow me. He said, deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. And then he said, to he who tries to save his life, like these people are, you're going to lose your life. And to those that lose their life for the gospel's sake will gain their life. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, you know, the prerequisites in coming and following Jesus Christ. But the fact of the matter is you're seeing these people selling themselves out. Well, I just took the shot so I can go, you know, so I can go traveling. Well, the fact of the matter is it might just cost you your life, literally. If the likes of all these doctors, and as to what they're predicting right now, Dan, many people believe that it's going to hit the fan in 3 months to a year. So we're still sitting back right now, waiting and watching as to how this is going to transpire concerning those that have, in fact, taken the vaccinations.
Well, I have two incidents. A very good friend of mine, his wife got the vaccine. She's a nurse, and they told her she didn't have a choice, but she's a nurse. And she got the vaccine, and he woke up two different mornings bruised from head to toe, wasn't even hit, and it's some kind of viral shedding. But something else I wanted to mention is my employer came out and said they were going to offer us $50 to take the jab, and
wow.
You know, big deal. You can't sell me that. But anyways,
so wait. So you have to pay people to take that which heals or prevents disease. Now, if that doesn't tell you that this is a bribe, and it's not a genuine virus, I don't know what is. And we continuously hear this as the days go on too. They're willing to pay you. They're doing the same thing in the military. They're doing the same thing in the medical industry. Folks, you don't have to pay people that don't want to get sick to take something to prevent sickness. And I want to tell you what that is. In my case, it's Psalm 91. And the fact of the matter is no weapon formed or fashioned against us shall prosper, for our righteousness is of the Lord. I believe it because he said it. And either we're believers, Dan, or we're not believers. And that's the problem that we're up against in this country. But go ahead and say on, my friend.
Okay, a lot of the guys were like, oh, $50, and well, they let us take off work on company time. And so on Wednesday, one of the guys that works there, he's 63. He got the first of the Pfizer shot. He came in on Thursday, yesterday, and he left at like 2 o'clock sick. He's like, I can't stay. I don't feel good. I hurt everywhere. And this morning he called in and said he feels like he's paralyzed. He can't move and he can't make it in. And so I was talking to my boss, and he's awake. He knows everything. I mean, he's actually a fan of yours, too. But he said, you know, I've tried to call Scott a couple times, and he just won't answer.
Yep.
And trust me, Bradley, I'll keep you posted on this.
Thank you.
If something happens where he passes, I'm going to the media, and I am going to cause a big stink because I will see firsthand something that's happened through this. And
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, I got a hard break coming up here, Dan, but the fact of the matter is they're going to be able to only conceal the adverse side effects. If it's not a physical effect, it can be death, a death toll. They're going to be able to conceal this for only so long. That's why they're trying to disarm the American people at the same time. So we got to stay strong and continuously stay out there. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm still waiting for that phone call. By the way, I wanted to piggyback something that Dan said from Ohio. I got this right at the beginning of the show from show host Tim Brown in the morning show at sonsoflibertyradio.com. This just came over from England. And they're, again, keep in mind, the mainstream media is trying to censor all information between the countries because they don't want you to understand how these other countries are up in arms right now in defiance towards their tyrannical ways concerning their said governments. But this was just sent over to me right before the beginning of the show here. My husband had the AstraZeneca and had two blood clots 10 days after resulting in a stroke. Okay. Did you hear that from the mainstream media? Absolutely not. One in his brain and one in his neck. He lost the sight in his right eye and the use of his left hand. 20 days after that, he was diagnosed with another two blood clots behind each knee. We were told he's lucky to still have his legs, and if they try and operate, it will lead to amputation. This person said, I'm so scared of him getting more. He was a perfectly healthy, active 50-year-old before the vaccine. The doctors had said they believe it was the vaccine, as if they can't find any other health issues which should have caused it, period. Okay, we can make another whole day's show out of just the adverse side effects. Okay, and this is including death. Okay, I just wanted to give that to Dan out in Ohio as well. I want to jump over to the topic of COVID vaccines and the passports. Again, if someone can show me where those are constitutional, I'd like to see that. We all know it's not constitutional. For those that are just going along, you're pretending with an authority that doesn't exist, and you all the well know that. In other words, let me say it this way. If you're going along pretending with a pretended authority, I'm here to tell you that you're a hypocrite, and you're the reason this country's in trouble. No. I'm not mincing words. I'm not pulling any punches here. I want to make sure that you understand what I'm saying here. Read Matthew 23 when you get a moment. You're a hypocrite. You're a part of the problem. You're aiding and abetting those that mean to destroy human life. Okay? Just wanted to make sure we're clear. I'm still waiting for that phone call for someone to prove the law that federal governments, governors, mayors are actually making reference to force people to the masks, to shut down their businesses, to take the vaccinations. Nope, I can show you a whole plethora of laws that do just the exact opposite. Here, let me just read one before we play this audio video for you, okay? We have, as I said a little bit ago, judges, and as a matter of fact, this is insanity. I just got a whole bunch of court cases up in front of me right now. But we have a federal judge who said, there is no pandemic exception to the Constitution. Okay. Then we had another federal judge that rules that the coronavirus shutdowns are completely unconstitutional. Of course they are. And then he makes reference to what? He makes reference to that of, the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Okay. Keep in mind, going to the U.S. Constitution, it's an instrument to restrain them from what they're doing to us today, not the other way around. Lest they come in to dominate our lives. Chief Justice John Marshall said, a law repugnant to the Constitution is void. And courts, as well as other departments, are bound by that instrument. Yeah, that's found in the Supremacy Clause, found in Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. This federal judge in Raleigh, North Carolina, said that Governor Roy Cooper's executive orders that restrict, in this particular case, church worship in North Carolina, he said that it is null and void. He said there is no pandemic exception to the Constitution of the United States or the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment. So, in other words, they don't have any business telling you that what they say is law. No, the problem they're having is those that are asking them to prove the point in reference to law, right? Put that up against Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, when you get a moment as well. But again, friends, this goes on and on and on and on. When I brought up to you just a couple minutes ago, friends, about Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan now saying unless 70% of the people actually get their vaccinations, she's not going to pull the mask mandate. Do you now understand why I tell you that you have provision in the U.S. Constitution to lawfully remove these people and to charge these people for crimes against we the people? Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. It's all there. Let me say it again. They don't have any business forcing you to wear a mask, to shut down your business, or, friends, to force you into taking a vaccination. Look what they're doing. They're offering you your freedoms back. Isn't that interesting? And again, I'm here to remind you, our freedoms don't come from them. They come from God. It's time to get your fight on, Americans. 1 Timothy 6:12. Read it when you get a moment. I want to go over to this vaccine passport, completely unconstitutional, therefore illegal. They're going to keep pushing the envelope, friends, as long as you're going to keep playing games with these criminals. And it's not enough to just stop them. It's enough to throw them in jail for their crimes against we the people. Justice guards our liberty. So let's go ahead and check out Ben Swan exposing the vaccine passports for what they are.
Back to the statement that was made on CNN anchor Chris Cuomo about how to get people to get the vaccine. And the idea was vaccine passports can be the carrot that's used to force people to get vaccinated. Otherwise, they will not be entitled to freedom.
The vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people
to
actually
get the vaccine? She's telling you the truth, friends.
That's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms.
We're in a global crisis. We have to reach herd immunity. And the carrot and stick of you get the vaccine, you'll be able to participate in travel, restaurants, you name it, because that's frankly easier for small businesses.
What's legal about what he's saying, friends? This is criminal conduct being played out in the faces of the people.
They need to be able to transition.
This is criminal.
They're just checking people's verification status at the window so they can get 100% capacity in their indoor dining, or you name it, whether it's going to a hotel. We have to start normalizing that framework.
So what's so important about what
normalizing that framework
so much, the dystopian view that you're going to be given some kind of electronic pass that essentially says, yes, you've been vaccinated, therefore you're allowed to fly in an airplane, you're allowed to cross state lines, you're allowed to go into restaurants, you're allowed to go to the doctor because you have been vaccinated. You've done what government said, and therefore now you have rights. You know, earlier I said that this doctor was trying to come up with a way so that you could get to the rights you're entitled to. But the reality is, and this is important, we are not entitled to rights. We have rights by birthright. They are ours because of nature. That's why they're called natural rights.
Yeah, that's scriptural law, by the way.
Are bestowed upon us through just becoming a human being.
No, they come from God, just for the record.
They're human rights. And those rights include the right to speak and the right to decide what is put into your body, what you are injected with. No government has the right to forcibly inject a human being. Well, in this case, you got to listen to the panic in this doctor's voice, because she is panicked that people will realize that they can go back to a full life, and they can begin to interact with others, and they can go back to full freedom without a vaccine passport, without a vaccine in general. And so she is panicked about creating some kind of system through which people are monitored and tracked, and therefore are only able to go back to their life if they have done the things that they were told that they must do. By the way, a number of different countries, including South Korea right now, are utilizing blockchain technology in order to determine whether or not someone has been vaccinated. In fact, South Korea is creating the world's first blockchain-based tracking system that will be able to determine through the blockchain ledger whether or not an individual has been vaccinated and therefore can enter the country. Brazil is using a similar system to determine who's coming in and out of the country using a blockchain.
You see why people are up in arms, friends? Let's go ahead and fade that out.
Blockchain cannot be altered.
Friends, I want to get to this real quick because I have less than a minute. Tomorrow we're going to be protesting out at a fascist corporation called Menards in the state of Minnesota. The little town is Buffalo. I think there's about 147,000 people that live there. With that said, friends, we are going to be standing up against tyranny, and we're going to let them know that we're not taking it. We have never taken it, but we're standing up against it. And until you change your ways, we're going to be out here on the streets protesting your little Gestapo ways. Tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Buffalo, Minnesota, at the fascist store called Menards. It's on the east end of town in Buffalo, Minnesota. Again, we'll be there from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you want to be a part of that, now is the time to call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, you see what's at play here, and we're going to man up, we're going to woman up, and we're going to actually stand up and mean what we say, or we're just going to let this fall to our children, okay? And you can expect a short life in between now and then, you can rest assured, because sooner or later, friends, either we're going to stand up and take our freedoms back, or else we're going to succumb to more tyranny, and this will enslave our children. Can't have that. Trust God too much. He's the one that said, call unto me, I will answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. I want to know the God of Moses, the God of David, the God of Gideon, the God of Samson. I want to know the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore we better do what he commanded us to do. See ya.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.